With this next interpretive approach, phenomenology, we will again be focusing on the meaning-making and interpretive processes of our social behavior. In line with its philosophical roots, phenomenological sociology views our knowledge of the social world as indirect, meaning we never have a full, complete, objective understanding of the world. Our partial knowledge is shaped by our different backgrounds, points of view, and socialization processes, and the different experiences that we have in the world. In light of this, it's important for sociologists to understand how our minds, our social psychology, shapes how we interact and see the world. Phenomenology uses several terms, such as life world and inner subjectivity, to describe our minds and how we see the world. The life world refers to the taken-for-granted views of objects, places, and people, and how this influences our behavior. Inner subjectivity is a term that describes how our ideas and views of reality aren't purely subjective or personal, but that they are shared with and influenced by the groups we belong to. Berger and Luckman also introduced three interrelated terms that help us understand the phenomenological approach. These terms are externalization, objectivization, and internalization. Externalization refers to how we give meaning to and define reality. We have this freedom as humans to give different meaning to, tell different stories about, and symbolically attach different ideas to the objects and the things around us. Just like how, cross-culturally, for example, different symbols are given sacred meaning. Objectivization describes how, as time goes by, the meanings we give become understood as unchanging or objective, even though they are a product of our activity. Internalization, like socialization, refers to the process of each member or each generation learning and accepting these ideas and ways of seeing the world.